When does school get started? I don't want to get confused because tomorrow RBB goes back. Monday MCCSC goes back. I think does IU go back? When do, I don't. I'm not even gonna guess. I'll look that up. Let me know when Ivy Tech is back and running up.
Ivy Tech starts back on Tuesday morning, January the 16th. So it will be the day following Martin Luther King Day when we start, and both our daytime and our evening classes and online classes all begin on Tuesday the 16th.
Well, there you go. So you have a chance on Monday to join into one of the hundreds of opportunities to volunteer a day on, not a day off, a National Service Day that we talked with Lucy Shake yesterday. So you have plenty of time to do that, and you have plenty of time to get to Ivy Tech. When we look at the spring semester, are we looking all the way out to May to do that? But we have 8 weeks classes, 16 weeks classes. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we have both. We have both. So as students come to us to register during Express Enrollment Week, they can be registering for one or the other or both. It just depends on what their program of study looks like. For some students, 8 week classes work better. They're able to persist and complete those, but they can do the whole thing right now. And then summer enrollment will open a little bit later as we move into spring, and so students can be thinking ahead toward that as well.
Indiana will begin Monday, January 8th. So now we've got
you're on it.
Well, this internet thing is great. I mean, my Googleometer, I tell you, that my Googleometer is not frozen this morning. I know that for sure. Susie Graham is our guest today. And as we get going into the next year, what are some of the things we're looking at in 2018 at Ivy Tech that you guys are excited to talk about?
Well, you know, we have a new president. Sue Elsbrunn has come in, and she has taken a global view of the college and is looking at ways for us to be more responsive, both in our communities and to the workforce. So we have a number of things that we're looking at organizationally that should be pretty invisible to the community, other than seeing increased responsiveness to what our employers are looking for in the students and the qualifications that they bring to the workplace. And it's also really important for us that we keep with our students who are looking to transfer their degrees into a four-year program, such as at IU or Indiana State or Purdue. So all of the program enhancements that we're looking at are moving us closer to student success. That's really what it all comes down to.
And the other part we'll look forward to coming up in February, I know this is down the road, but we always want to make sure people are aware of it. We have the financial aid programs that get started as well, where people can sign up for all that. So we don't want anybody to miss out on a chance of that free money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, students complete their FAFSA just about any time of the year. It's the state funding deadline that they have to pay close attention to, because the state provides different kinds of support and grants and things like that. But for federal programs, it's pretty much wide open for them. And don't forget scholarships. Those are an important part
Absolutely.
Of financial aid. And that's the area of the college that I get to focus on. So we have a lot of support that we can give students that way.
Well, yeah, you're the expert in that. You help help get those things up and running. How many partnerships do you have? Do you have time to tell me? 2,500 million?
Hundreds.
Well, that's great, but that's what I want people to understand. It's just not one or two scholarships, and you're like, well, geez, if I don't get one of the two, I don't have a chance. That's not true at all.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not true at all. No, we provide a lot of financial support. The most important thing that has to happen, though, is that students need to apply for it, and because if they don't do that, we don't know that they need that assistance. And the application is it's online, it's intuitive, and it's something that we can always help them with if they have any questions. So there, if a student is holding back on enrolling because of financial concerns, the first thing they need to do is to put that aside and come visit us, because we have many, many resources that we can help connect them with to make a college career a reality for them.
And it's easy to find. I just did ivytech.edu/Bloomington. All your information is right there at your fingertips. Susie, is there a phone number people can call to if they're not perhaps fond of if their Googleometer is frozen here on a Thursday morning?
Here in Bloomington, 332-1559. And that will hook them up with our general information desk, and we'll get them wherever they need to go. Hey, and listen, before we sign off here, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is First Friday, and so the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center will be having we're continuing part of our photography show from last month, but we're also opening a new show in 4 of our 5 galleries. So we encourage people to come out 5 to 8 p.m. at the Waldron.
And we hope those are pictures of beaches, deserts, and anything else reflecting heat or hot or warmer times. And just to mention, March 12th will be spring break at Ivy Tech, just in case you've got one eye looking down the road for warmer, perhaps warmer climes. The nation is freezing right now. Thanks for warming us up this morning. We appreciate it. And give us that phone number one more time, Susie.
332-1559.
Development Director Susie Graham checking in on a Thursday morning. Thanks as always. Stay warm, and we will talk to you as the semester rolls on.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Susie. Appreciate it. Susie Graham here on a Thursday morning, pinch hitting for the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn.